Okay, today we are starting the Drush HaShvi'i, the seventh drusha in the Drushas Haran, in the Moser Rav Kook versions, around page Rish Mem Zayin. The Haran starts off with a Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Gimel Amun Aleph. The Gemara in Chagiga says, Tana Rabbanan, Maisib Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. This is a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, Shehalchu l'Hakpil p'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'Pekin. They came to go visit Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin. Amr Lahem, so Rabbi Yeshua says to these two rabbis, Ma'achidosh Hayalhem Hayahayom b'Beis HaMedrash. What's new? What'd you learn today in the Beis Medrash? Amrlo, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Broken, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma respond, Rabbi, Taminchanu Mimechanu Shosim. Look, you're the Rabbi. You know, we want to learn from you. You don't need to learn from us. We want to learn from you. Amrlahem, Rabbi Shua said back to them, Afal Pichin, even so, after the Beis Medrash blow Chiddush, it's impossible you don't learn something new in the Beis Medrash. Shabbos Shemihoisa, whose turn was it to give the Drasha? So they said back to him, Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hoisa. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn. So Rabbi Shua says to them, Amad Darsh, but what did he teach? So they responded that he taught the following. There's a mitzvah of Hakel in the Torah, where everyone's supposed to gather in the base Hamikdash, right, once every Shemitah cycle. And you're supposed to bring everybody. The Pasuk says, Hakel Asam Hanashim Hanashim Etaf. You get together the men, women, and the children. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made the following drasha. Anashim ba'im lomod. Men come to learn. Nashim ba'os lishmoa. Women come to hear. Taf, lama. Why do you bring the children? We understand. The men have to learn. They have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have to learn. Nashim ba'os lishmoa. The women have to hear. They have to know what they're supposed to do. What's the point of bringing the kids? They're going to come. They're not going to understand anything that's going on. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "K'delitin schar lemivyam." To give schar to those who are bringing the children, so that should get a mitzvah that they brought their children. They're following Hashem, so they get an extra mitzvah. Amar Melahem, Rabbi Shua said back to him, "Margolius tova biedchem." You had such a precious jewel in your hands. Bikashtim loved them, and you wanted me to lose it. So he was very happy that they told him. Okay, that's the story. Says the Ran, "Hamana hazesh anu." This response that Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma and Rabbi Shua Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka originally told Rabbi Yeshua, where they said, Taminchanu, Mimechanu, Shosim, oh, we're your students, we don't want to teach you anything. When he said, teach me something, they said, oh, we're your students, you teach us. Well, Derech and Tilos were Shosim. So the Ran says they were just being polite. That's the way of saying, you know, we don't want to speak in front of you, Rabbi, so, you know, you talk first. It was being appropriate, polite. Netilos were Shosim. When they're going to speak in front of someone who's greater than them, so they have to be appropriate first and say, you know, please give us rishos to talk. Aval tema, but says the Ran, I have a question. The Gemara Amud Beis asks, the Gemara asks on this story, why didn't Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan Baroka just answer directly when Rabbi Yeshua said, what'd you learn? Why did they give him this runaround and say, oh, we're your students? Why didn't the Gemara ask? Why didn't they just answer the question? He said, what'd you learn? Why didn't they just tell him? And the Gemara's only answer is, because of some story. And that story is with someone else. It was with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi came to Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar said, so what'd you learn today? And Rabbi Yossi answered that, oh, we learned that in Amun and Moav, we take Maaser Ani even during Shemitah. And it said, Nimnu v'gamru. That's what Rabbi Yossi said, that they came up today with, they made a psak, they invented, that they should take Maaser Ani even during Shvias in the lands of Amun and Moav. So Rabbi Elazar was very upset about this because he knew that it was an earlier takan. And he said, Rabbi Yossi, stick out your hands and catch your eyes. It was a way of saying he made him blind. So he made Rabbi Yossi blind, and he said, go tell them that this is an earlier takana from way back when. And the Gemara says, and eventually he davened that Rabbi Yossi should get his eyesight back. Either way, because of that story, these two rabbis were nervous when Rabbi Yeshua asked them what they learned. So they just said, we're your students, you teach us. Till he pressed them and said, no, what'd you learn? So the Ran wants to know, Mate miyish b'zeh, im lo ratzel daber b'chachma m'fan av rakach and t'yos v'shu. So what's the Gemara's question when it says, Rabbi Yeshua asked them, what did you learn? And they responded, oh, you were your Talmidim. They were being polite. What's shver about it? Why is the Gemara asked, why didn't they answer them directly? Because they were being polite. They were being appropriate. They were saying, oh, we're your Talmidim, you teach us. They were being humble and appropriate for someone who was greater than them to ask in a proper way, an official way, to have permission to talk. What's wrong with that? Why did the Gemara say that not seem to think that was a correct answer? Vateretz Bekan, the answer must be, says the Ran, Shesavru Balei HaGemara, the people who wrote, the Balei HaGemara held, She'achesh Rabbi Yeshua Shalom Makach, since Rabbi Yeshua asked them, what did you learn? Lo yitzdarchu alamana lenantilas reshuso. So then you don't need to ask permission to talk. Shekvar Kedim Olam, you already gave them permission to talk. He said, what did you learn? So obviously he means, please answer me. So it didn't make sense to the Gemara that they should have responded by asking for permission, because he already gave them permission. Maturif Lezeh, furthermore, She'alu Ashnayim, She'elu Ashniyim lo amru svaro drasha mechudesha shechitshu heim bazeh. These two people weren't saying, oh, this is what our theories are. What do you think? It wasn't saying what they learned, like as if they were teaching their Rebbe Torah. They were just saying what they heard in Shir from Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. He was equal to Rebbe Yeshua. There's nothing wrong with quoting Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah to Rebbe Yeshua. They're both equals. It's not like it was their own personal svara that it would be inappropriate for a student to tell his Rebbe, you know, this is my chiddush. So, or that one could argue that it might be inappropriate. So there's double reason to not need to ask rishus, really. Afalpichin, but still, heishivu, the Gemara answers, mishum maisa shaya, because of the story that happened. Now here's the Ran saying a chiddush and how he understands that Gemara's response, because of the story. Shederech ha-chachamim lahakbid b'keyotzi b'zeh, that is the ways of chachamim to be makbid on this. Achareish ha-madar b'vneim kat mehem, since the person speaking to them, or if the person is speaking to them, is lower than them. Even if they're saying words over from great people, because that's what happened with the story of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. That's very interesting, because that's not how Rashi learned that story. Rashi understands the story as the reason why Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yossi, stick out your hands and catch your eyes, which means he made him blind. Rashi says that what Rabbi Elazar was upset about was that Rabbi Yossi just told him over something very disturbing, that the rabbis made it as if it was their own takana to take Maaser Ani during Shemitah in certain areas. And he was very upset about that, and therefore he punished Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis, which of course has the question of what did Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis do wrong? He was just staying over a fact. But the Ran's pshat is that what he did wrong was he should have said what these men said. he wasn't appropriate. He should have said, when Rabbi Elazar ben Lila asked him, what we learned, you should have said, oh, you tell me, well, I don't know anything, you teach us. It should have been more appropriate. So since he did not say what these men said, he didn't say some way of asking permission to speak, so that's what he was upset about. That's the way the Ran learns our Gemara, the Gemara in Chagiga, of course. In the reading of the Gemara, it's not as clear that way, because the Gemara makes it sound like he made him blind because he was so upset about this story, but it's not clear. And anyway, that's the way the Ran understands it, that that's what he was upset about them not asking permission properly. Anyway, the Ran continues, Tana Rabbanan, B'yosa chachamim kosum l'divrei Torah ha-yosholim b'yosa yotzim chutz l'b'yosa medesh manis chadisham. So Ran saying, now just generally, when chachamim got together, they would ask each other, what'd you learn today? Because they all were so desperate and so interested in knowing Torah, they would ask, did you learn something? You have a piece of Torah you can share with me? Sheyevshel beis medish lo chiddush, can't be that people learning beis medish didn't have a chiddush. Pinei hodienu shalosh drasha shadar shabalaz ben Azariah. So this Gemara in Chagiga teaches us, they said over three drushas that Rav Elazar ben Azariah said that day. Hachasi zo shamar. The first drush he said over is the one we just said about Hakel. Vashenis, the second drusha was, the Gemara says, O daris es Hashem ha-marta ha-yom, v'Hashem ha-mirchal ha-yom, that the Pasuk says. So the Rashi explains that in the Gemara in Chagiga anyway, is Hashem ha-marta yom Hashem ha-mircha yom, is you praised Hashem, and Hashem praised you. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, you made me a one piece in this world, chativa achas, one piece in this world, afani es eschem chativa achas ba'olam, I will also make you one piece in this world, which means one special piece. Atem asisuni chetiv achas ba'olam. You made me one piece in this world. D'chsev Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakino Hashem Achan. That says, Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Afani eschem chetiv achas ba'olam. I too will make you one in this world. D'chsev Mika'amcha Yisrael Goyachad Baretz. Who is like Israel, the Jewish people, one nation, one special nation on earth. Fani tama says, Ranan. Surprised about this. Al Omer Atem Asisuni Chativ Achas Ba'olam. That it says, you made me one piece in this world. Kishma Yisrael Einenu Marmar Yisrael Sheikalsubo Hashem Yisbarach V'lo Kilsuhu Bo. Shema Yisrael wasn't like the Jewish people called out in song, "Hear, O Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one." Aval mitzvah shenitzavinu ba. It's a mitzvah, Shema Yisrael. Like, "Hear, O Israel, accept this." Shenitzavinu ba mitzvah yisbarach lahamin biyichuda. We were commanded by God to believe in His singularity, His oneness. So it's a mitzvah. It's not a shvach that Bnei Yisrael said about Hashem. In other words, Moshe, and it says Hashem al Kedem, it was Moshe saying, "Hear, O Israel, accept Israel, Hashem, who is our God, Hashem is one." But the point is, it's a mitzvah. It wasn't a shvach that Bnei Yisrael said, like Oz Yosher or something. It's a mitzvah. So what does it mean, you Jewish people made me into one, as if to say, like Rashi said, Hamarta Yom, you praised me. It wasn't a praise. It's a mitzvah that comes from Hashem. If it means by the fact that we keep this idea, maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means through keeping this mitzvah, you have made me into one piece in this. Then it could have just said any mitzvah. It could have meant there's a mitzvah of believing that Hashem is one. That Hashem is, Hashem exists. She mitzvah lahamim mitzvah, so which is a mitzvah to believe that God exists. Adul also, and we do believe that. Now we made him a different piece. It comes out that there's lots of pieces. Seems the Ran understood chativa achas as one praise, not that he is one or something like that, or special, but that one praise. And according to that, if it's just keeping mitzvah, so then it's there are many praises. So, So the Ran says, I think what it means is like this. Like, it hints to what we said elsewhere. So, Yaakov was going to reveal to them what was going to happen to them in the future. And he said, "Reuven, you are my firstborn." Yaakov had wanted to reveal to them, to his sons, what would happen in the future. He wanted to tell them about when Mashiach comes, what would happen, and the Shechina left him. Amar Yaakov said, "Shema chas v'shalom yesh b'mitasi p'sol." So Yaakov was afraid. Maybe the reason the Shechina left is because one of my sons is not the tzaddik I think he is. Avram sheyatzim ben Yishmael, like Avram that Yishmael came out of him, uki Yitzchak sheyatzim ben Esav, and like Yitzchak that Esav came out of. Amar lo Shema Yisrael. So all his children responded, "Shema Yisrael," and here Yaakov, "Kashem shein b'libcha el echad kachin b'libeinu el echad." Just like you have one God in your heart, we also know there's one God. I think we all knew this answer was coming. Alfiza hadrash pasuk zeh. According to this drasha, so afal pishu mitzvah to say, even though Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah, karmer nuha shvatim mikils to bol Hashem Yisbarach. It was also a shevach once in history. It was also a praise said by the shvatim that they had said this line in the past that as a praise to Hashem. That we believe Hashem is one. But then it was written again to be an official mitzvah. That's what it means. You made me one chativa in this world. Okay. Drash HaShlishi, the third drash that Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah said. Husha Amasham, Vaod Pasach Vadarash, and this the Ran is going to go into a little bit more than those other two. Divrei Chachamim Kedarvonu Sechimas Meros. The two in Bali Asufus Nitru Nisnu Meroa Echad. That the words of Chachamim are like cattle prods and nails, and they are all given from one shepherd. Ma Darvon Zem Mechavin Isapar Lameha, Lavi Chaim Olam, just like a cattle prod keeps the cow, plowing the row of vegetation that needs to plow, and it needs to plow in a straight row to bring life to this world through, then you'll be able to have food. After Torah, so too, the words of Torah keep a person's heart straight to take him away from the ways of death and keep the person to the ways of life. Ratzu was that they wanted with this shekamosha darvin mechavin esapar alas os charishasa biyosher, just like the cattle prod keeps the cow doing its plowing straight shlo telech anavana, then shouldn't go to either side. Umina yosher hahuba chaim lolam, and from that straightness comes life to the world. Hey matzvava peros, that's fruit and wheat that through its plowing properly there's food so that people can live. After v'torah mechavin leva adam and fakimoso, so too the words of Torah keep a person's heart straight and make the person wise. It's not the type of wisdom that can cause damage or hurt, like a criminal genius. But it gives a person true knowledge that through that a person comes to their purpose. There are wisdoms that can make you smart, but they'll send you in the wrong direction. They'll send you, send a person towards the wrong path in life. Send them to bad philosophies, bad midos, that through that the person will not get their share in the world to come. But the Torah is not like that and doesn't give a person a bad way of thinking or any bad midos. This is what Shlomo said. This is in Mishlei. Shlomo says, when Chachma will come into your heart, very interesting words, and knowledge to your soul will be pleasant. Not like your average American, which would rather be doing anything but learning and studying. But when you, at least the knowledge of Torah is sweet to you and beautiful and pleasant to you, and it's in your heart, so that knowledge will protect you. To save you from a bad way, from someone who's a charlatan and trying to scam you out of something. Amar, so the Ran says, the Pasuk saying, if you acquire wisdom and it'll come to your heart, that means not just that you know it in your brain, that you inculcate it into yourself. And it is pleasant to your soul, like something very precious, like a precious kli, whatever, something very precious, precious jewelry, precious, something very precious to you. So this will give you a great benefit. Because then that knowledge will protect you. So that knowledge will save you from a bad path. And someone who's a con artist who's trying to give you a Baba Meisa story, he will not trap you in his trap, which could refer to in the very literal sense, that will give you wisdom to not be trapped by various people's speeches that are silly. Or it can mean the Yetzirah, who's always trying to trap a person with different theories. So it'll give you the wisdom to make the right choice. So we learn from Chazal that this is the purpose of this parsha, meaning that parak in Mishlei. Mashanem Rebbe Sofa, from what we see later on, at the end of that parak, it says, Kol ba'eha lo yishuvin v'lo yasigu achas chayim, all who come to it, which the Gemara can say means all people go to heresy, tapi karsus, lo yishuvin, never come back, v'lo yasigu achas chayim, and they can never reach the ways of life. Anyone who tries to leave Apikarsus dies. Doesn't mean they can't do tshuva, but they'll die in the process. So we're not going to get into that tomorrow. Just keep going. So this is also hinted to it. Kedushin, meaning the greatness of Torah. Amrusham v'samtem. We say v'samtem in Shema. And it's, so Chazal say, it's a make a drasha, sam tam, a perfect potion. Nimshal Torah l'sam chayim. The Torah is compared to a potion of life. Mashal adam shikas b'no maka gedola. It's a mashal to a person who hit their son a great hit, v'niach l'ritia, and gave them some medicine to put on top of it, a patch or something that has medicine to put on top of it. Which the Gemara says means Hashem created the person with the Yetzirah, which is like that big hit. A person has a Yetzirah that'll send them down and destroy them. But Hashem gave them a patch, a medicine to put on it, and that's the Torah. The Torah protects a person. When the Torah, like the Ran says, is in their heart, and it's beautiful to them, it protects them from sin. So it said, don't be afraid that when you're a person who is osik b'torah, works with Torah, that you shouldn't be afraid that the Yetzirah is going to get you. Because working and learning Torah saves you from all this. This is what it means, what we said in this mashal with the piano prod, that it straightens the heart from the ways of death to the ways of life. So the Torah has that special segula to it. And the next thing about the Balei HaSufos, we will discuss next time.